Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talk to American Meat Institute Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs and General Counsel Mark Dopp, talking about the sequestration measures and how those will affect processing plants and livestock and poultry producers. How broad is the scope of these measures, and how many people is this going to affect?
Well, the scope is actually quite broad. If the sequester goes into place, and if, and I say if, meat inspectors, meat and poultry inspectors are furloughed such that they cannot operate in or they don't perform in federally inspected establishments, obviously it affects the companies. It affects the, by our estimate, probably more than 500,000 employees who work in those companies. If you suspend operations even for one day a week, which is the most likely scenario, we believe, that would have an impact on livestock producers, poultry growers, you know, the cattle producers, hog producers, the folks who raise chickens and turkeys, lamb, because they wouldn't be able to send their livestock or birds to the processing facilities, which is going to cause a tremendous backup. It's going to affect the entire supply chain, all the way from the ranch all the way to the restaurant or the grocery store. We don't really know exactly how this would be implemented. There's been very little information coming forth from the White House and the administration or OMB about exactly how they would implement it. Like I said, we have some sense that it would not be for a 2 to 3 week window, you know, one lump sum. Again, the indications are it would be a day here, a day there, but you know, beyond that, I think it's extremely difficult to tell who's going to be most adversely affected.
What's the AMI's opinion on this?
We have some concerns, obviously, but you know, let me add also that we have some concerns because, as a starting point, we believe that there is sufficient flexibility in the sequestration system, or the Budget Control Act, if you will, to allow USDA to both meet its sequestration obligations should they come about and still satisfy the statutory obligation, and I want to emphasize the statutory obligation, that USDA has to provide inspection. It's simple. If sequestration goes into effect, USDA would have to meet those budget issues, right? But everybody forgets the fact that the Meat Inspection Act also requires USDA to provide inspectors. So there is a conflict, and it's up to USDA to find a way around that, to be able to satisfy both of its obligations, because USDA is obligated to provide inspectors.
And in the United States, how many processing plants are there?
There are about 6,200, 6,300, somewhere in that neighborhood, federally inspected meat and poultry processing facilities. Some are very large, many of them are quite small. But they're all subject to federal inspection, and they would all be affected by the furloughs if they were to be implemented. And again, that's one of the reasons that we think that it's incumbent upon USDA to find a way to manage its personnel such that if sequestration comes about, if the furloughs are necessary, that they manage their people and make sure that those people are allocated in a way that allows all of the plants to operate. There's a lot of mom-and-pop shops out there that would be in danger of going out of business if USDA doesn't provide inspection.
And if there aren't inspectors, what does that mean for these plants?
They can't operate, they can't ship, they can't fill orders, and if you're a small operation like that, you'd have to worry about, is my customer just going to go someplace else?
Now, is there anything the USDA can do about this?
We think that they have a legal obligation. Not only would they have a legal obligation to meet their sequestration requirements, but they also have a legal obligation to provide inspectors. And we think that there's sufficient flexibility in their budget and how they allocate the funds to be able to do both. There's a conflict, and the conflict is between the requirements of two laws. But that conflict would have, if it comes about, could have some fairly dramatic impacts on not just meat and poultry companies, but like I said, there's more than 500,000 people who work in those plants. And we know that there are more than 1 million cattle ranchers, hog producers, chicken and turkey growers, all of those people are going to be affected by this. And it could be fairly dramatic because, as your listening audience knows, if they're in the cattle business or the hog business, if you're scheduled to deliver animals on a particular day, if that plant doesn't run in that particular day, it may not, you know, you can't just snap your fingers and necessarily say that we're going to deliver them the next day, because that shackle space may very well be taken by somebody else who has to deliver their livestock. So the disruption to the supply chain, the disruption to the people who deliver the cattle, deliver the hogs, the disruption to the people at the grocery store level, at the restaurant level, you know, if you don't operate a meatpacking plant and you're supposed to be filling orders to send to a grocery store or to a restaurant, well, if I didn't operate that day, I can't fill that order completely. I may have to cut the order in half in order to satisfy or do my best to satisfy both those customers. We could see some shortages. I don't think we're going to see empty, barren shelves, mind you, but people may not have, you know, as the kind of access or the kind of choices or availability that they're used to, at least in the short run.
That was my conversation with Mark Dopp, AMI Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.